we're going to have to figure out some additional type of revenue in order to keep teachers here. And speaking with Superintendent Rita Bishop, the issue is that teachers haven't had raises in almost 4 years, and we're losing a lot of good teachers. And certainly I know the city made a pledge to sunset this this year, the 2-cent meals tax. And because it was for a limited period of time, it wasn't something that they could budget and count on for an extended period of time. So they used it for some bonuses and for some summer school programs. But I believe we're going to have to do something in order to make sure that we are able to compensate our teachers fairly. Maybe taking the 2% meals tax and replacing it with something maybe half of that, but for an indefinite period of time, so that way the school board and the superintendent know that they can count on those funds. We can actually, the teachers that haven't had a raise in 4 years can see a marginal increase. I'm a proponent of what superintendent was saying, giving at least maybe a 1% pay increase, just something to show the teachers our appreciation, and so we can stop losing the teachers. Because what we need to understand is there's a cost of turnover. In the company that I worked for, I helped reduce turnover by 20%, and we had, you know, that cost pegged at hundreds of thousands of dollars saved by doing that. So we need to understand when we turn over a teacher, the students and the children, they suffer from that.